Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore first teamed up in 1998 for the romantic comedy The Wedding Singer. At the time, it was a change of pace for the Saturday Night Live comic, best known for his broad slapstick farces. 6 years later, Sandler and Barrymore have reunited for 50 First Dates, the story of a love-em-and-leave-em womanizer who commits to a woman who can't remember him the next morning. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
A big walrus throws up in the first 5 minutes of 50 First Dates. It's a geyser of chunky stuff, spewed right into the face of an aquarium worker of comically indeterminate gender. Now, I like bad taste humor more than most people, but 15 minutes of gags like that, and I was out of there. No more jokes with penguins making rude gestures. No more Rob Schneider as a half-naked Hawaiian guy with a dead eye. And no more Adam Sandler just walking through it to collect his 20-plus million. I knew the premise. Sandler falls in love with a woman with no short-term memory, and it all seemed so horribly exploitive suddenly. I close my notebook, I put on my coat, and then something weird happened. The movie got really good. The tide turned with the arrival of Drew Barrymore, who plays Lucy Whitmore, a funny and level-headed art teacher who Sandler spies in a cafe, making a castle out of her waffles. He plays someone named Henry Roth, not the legendary writer, but an Arctic Marine veterinarian marking time in Hawaii, where he makes it with single women tourists. Henry likes to leave his lovers with fantastic excuses but golden memories, and the fact that Lucy is a local makes him edgy. But he is plainly smitten, and so, we can see, is she.
Would you like to have breakfast again tomorrow morning, same time? Because I teach an art class at 10.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I wish I could make it, but yes, I will be there. Take care.
Okay.
Ooh.
One for the road. Ooh, it's fishy.
Got you good, eh? Aloha.
Aloha.
See you tomorrow. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
You know from the premise that when Henry shows up the next day for their date, she'll have no idea who he is. That's when he learns that she had a car accident that injured the part of the brain that holds new memories. She's fine with everything up to the accident on her dad's birthday, but each morning she wakes up and the previous day's slate has been wiped clean. This is all rather sad and creepy for a gross-out comedy, but the script by George Wing quickly changes gears. We meet Lucy's dad, played by Blake Clark, and her brother, played by Sean Astin. They not only protect her from operators like Henry, but from knowledge of her own condition. They relive her dad's birthday over and over. They have cake. They let Lucy paint wondrous designs on the wall of her dad's workshop. Then they say goodnight and take white paint and cover over everything she did. My guess is that Wing's original script didn't have a lot of walrus barf jokes, but Sandler knows his base. The fans who turned out for Mr. Deeds were outraged over that lyrical absurdist romance punch-drunk love. So there's lots of slapstick in the margins. But the movie stays bravely true to its premise. Sandler's Henry keeps coming back, trying to win Lucy over and over. When she learns of her condition, she becomes a collaborator. She even gives him advice on how to approach her. She says she can't believe she falls for his egg-shaped head every day. Sandler is on the verge of seeming too comfortable with himself, but the warmth of his lazy delivery sneaks up on you, and he surrounds himself with actors he plainly likes. As Lucy's dad, Clark gives a beautifully croaky performance. Sean Astin is fuddled and funny, and Dan Aykroyd has a touching scene as a brain surgeon who reminds Lucy that her important sense of humor region is unimpaired. Even Rob Schneider is... No, maybe not. Never mind. Barrymore brings out something tender in Sandler, and in the audience, too. It's strange to think of her as coming from a royal theatrical family. Part of her charm is a kind of inspired amateurishness. Her melting sweetness does indeed make every first date seem believably new. There's a larger issue buried here, a good one to think about on Valentine's Day. Again and again, Lucy is wooed and won, and says, "There's nothing like a first kiss." Wing and director Peter Siegel have built a comedy around the thrill of first attraction, the sadness that it can't last, and the challenge of finding something in the heart to hang on to.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.